You're listening to SBS News.
Off the coast of Ardrossan in South Australia, 50,000 baby oysters are being settled into their new home. Underwater divers are distributing them across a newly built concrete and limestone reef. Zhao Zhu Li is the science leader in agriculture at the South Australian Research and Development Institute. He helped grow the baby oysters in an Adelaide hatchery.
Native oyster has depleted about 70 years ago. So that's why you can rarely see the native oysters in our restaurant.
Early European settlers were enthusiastic consumers of the Australian native flat oyster, but over-harvesting meant many native oyster reefs disappeared decades ago. The Windara Reef Restoration Project off South Australia's York Peninsula aims to restore what's been lost. Anita Nedosico of the Nature Conservancy says the project has been a collaboration with state and federal governments, as well as the local council and research partners.
Bringing back the native oyster reefs is really important because the reefs are like the lungs of the gulfs. They filter water and they also provide excellent food and habitat for fish. So it's a way of cleaning up the gulf and to bring back lots of fish for future generations.
She expects bigger fish, including popular species such as King George Whiting and Snapper, will also find a home there.
Oyster reefs are excellent in providing food for lots of different little critters like shrimps and crabs, and this draws all the larger fish to the reef. So what it does is it's like heading a well-stocked fridge into the Gulf.
Brooke Liebelt, York Peninsula Tourism Manager, is excited by the project. She's hoping it will bring more tourists, as well as the potential for local economic growth.
I think it's a great opportunity. It's a great asset that can now be activated by hopefully some commercial operators, but also from a recreational fishing point of view, from an environmental point of view as well.
The native oysters could also be an important line of defence against the devastating POMS virus, which has affected oysters production interstate, says researcher Zhao Zhu Li.
We can farm these species if the disease comes to South Australia. And the second thing is because this is a native species, and then that can help the environment.
Scientists expect to seed a total of 7 million baby oysters on the reef. Anita Nedosico of the Nature Conservancy says although it's early days, there are already positive signs of growth.
We're already starting to see some wild baby oysters already recruiting to the rocks that we've put down there. We're already starting to see some abalone, some sea urchins, the occasional snapper already on the reef. The native oysters will take about 3 years to grow to maturity, to reproduce, and then they'll be self-seeding the reef.
Rhianna Nelston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.